5G wireless service could be coming your way soon, thanks in part to the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC voted yesterday on a plan for the developing technology, making the United States the first country to set aside airwaves specifically for 5G. FCC Chair Tom Wheeler spoke last month about the need for 5G to grow and develop, eventually allowing businesses to prosper.
The future has a way of inventing itself. Turning innovators loose is far preferable to expecting committees and regulators to define the future.
Mike Regan is a columnist with Bloomberg Gadfly and is here to explain some of the details. Mike, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
Okay, so let's start with just a definition. What is 5G? When I look at my phone, I sometimes see a little 3G or 4G in the left-hand corner. But what is it and what is the FCC doing about it?
Well, you know, much like this show, it's all about the magic of radio waves. And 5G stands for the fifth generation of wireless technology. And what it does, it will take advantage of radio waves on the high frequency spectrum, range of the spectrum. And they allow data to move much faster and in much larger amounts. It was impractical to use them previously because transmissions would be interrupted easily by things like walls or the rain. But engineers have really worked out a lot of the bugs and are now at the point where it can be used a lot more practically.
So, yeah, how close are we to having this happen? And is the U.S. really at the vanguard here?
Well, Verizon actually had a statement out recently saying that they plan to deploy 5G as early as next year. But most people don't think it'll really be built out and in use until 2020. The question is how soon there will be products on the market to take advantage of it. But it's really going to be a hyper-competitive atmosphere to get the networks up and running and to get products out there using it.
Hyper-competitive because there is a lot at stake. There's talk that 5G will be at least 10 times and maybe up to 100 times faster than what we have now. I mean, I don't even know how to wrap my head around 100 times faster than what we have now. So you can imagine that businesses all over the place are going to want to jump into this. What does it mean for them?
Absolutely. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler actually demonstrated it earlier this year. He controlled an excavator to move dirt that was more than 1,000 miles away. And you hear talk of it being used for things like remote surgery, factory robotics, lightning-fast video downloads, anything that really depends on what they call low latency, which is, you know, shrinking the amount of time it takes to move data around.
Well, so that's businesses. What about just you and me using our cell phones?
Well, it's really, you know, up to the imagination of all the engineers and developers out there. People are talking about things like, obviously, faster broadband, especially for the Internet of Things, which is, in the future, there's this idea that everything in your house will be connected to the internet, from your refrigerator and your home air conditioning. Even your dog could have something on it that you can track it over the internet.
Oh, I could use that, let me tell you. But that's a whole nother story. Well, listen, Mike, you know, when you're talking about this sort of technology, it is hard to really to wrap your head around to understand exactly what 5G means. But it sounds like we're getting close to learning. Mike Regan, columnist with Bloomberg Gadfly. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thank you.